Hello, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. This is the first year in a while I haven't attended a cheering competition, I mean graduation ceremony, for a relative or friend, and I'm not the least bit despondent about it. Truly, what has happened to graduation exercises in my lifetime is astonishing. The once decorous and genteel occasion now features bouts of prolonged and unabashed cheering for most of those crossing the stage. Every time I attend one of these events, I chuckle to myself when the Master of Ceremonies prefaces the doling out of diplomas by asking those present to hold their applause until the last name has been called. Right. Hey, while you're at it, ask all the teenagers to give up their phones for the night, too. Odds are the same that they will comply. And yet, I see where some schools have doubled down on threatening audience members with arrest if caught cheering mid-ceremony. Other strong-arm tactics like withholding diplomas or requiring guilty family members to perform community service have been utilized as well. I understand their efforts, but the headlines those schools have made when having to arrest parents aren't ones I would want. Folks, this horse is out of the barn and has been galloping across the pasture for a good while now. Listen, maybe you think I am here to roar my disapproval and enumerate the injuries of this behavior. Nope. Having two sons recently graduate from college, I absolutely identify with wanting to celebrate and express one's unbridled joy at their child's achievement. So my stance today is more about how we deal with the new, less proper frontier we have stormed into. My first piece of advice would be to the person reading the names at the exercise. Please, pause long enough for the applause to die down so that we can hear the next person's name to receive their diploma. That is my most heartfelt complaint about the cheering. Other parents are not able to hear their child's name being read if entire sections of the bleachers are in hysterics for lengthy periods. Simply put, it is easier to wait for the yelling to cease than to punish those trampling on decorum. I know it will extend an already transatlantically long process, but it is an easier pill to swallow than tossing people from the building. My other grievance concerning cheering is the competitive nature it has taken on. Come on down, you are the next contestant on who can be the loudest for their graduate. My small family has actually deputized other families around us to cheer for our senior with the bargaining chip that we will cheer for their child when the time came. Unfortunately, not everyone is so enterprising. Consequently, there are always students that walk across the stage to a smattering of applause from one or two people seated somewhere in the rafters. It's like the world's most unenthusiastic golf tournament. Might I suggest the school have a designated cheering section that applauds every single student? Break them up into groups if you have to. You folks cheer for the first 50, this group cheers the next 50, and so on. I don't see this world returning to a more socially formal model anytime soon. It may sound like I support surrendering to those that would ignore the rules of refinement, but what I can really get behind is making these occasions as happy and uneventful as possible. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.